This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of John chapter 13, verse 8. It says there, "No," said Peter, "you shall not wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." End of quote. Today's passage tells us our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, He was willing to wash even the filthiest and the dirtiest part of our lives. Also, if we do not allow Him to wash us, we have no part with Him. Jesus is the Son of God who came to save us by dying for our sins, and He was willing to stoop down and wash the disciples' feet to make them clean. You see, feet is the dirtiest part of the human body in those olden days, due to the absence of proper foot coverage in those days. They had to walk long ways because of the lack of vehicles. They didn't have the cars and convenience as we have today, and the roads were dusty and muddy. And feet gets dirtier than any other parts of the body in those days. Our passage also tells us that if Jesus does not wash you, you do not have any part with Him. Peter said two times that he would not allow Jesus Christ to wash his feet. However, when he heard from Jesus that he has no part with Him unless He wash him, Peter said to Jesus, "Please, Lord, wash not only my feet, but hands and head as well." Peter wanted to have good and close fellowship with Jesus, and he won't sacrifice his friendship and companionship from Jesus, the Savior of the world. But Jesus said to him, "You are already clean, and you need only the washing of the feet." Peter was already a believer in Christ who followed the Lord Jesus. Peter left everything and followed Jesus when Jesus called him. This is why Jesus said he is already clean, because Jesus was the Savior and Lord of Peter's life. This tells us we are already clean if we are a believer in Christ. If we have not accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior, then you are not clean because you do not have a Savior who rescues you as of yet. Only Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and His shed blood, the divine blood, can make you clean from all your sins and shortcomings. I'm not sure what are you facing in your life today. You may be thinking you became so dirty and unclean, and there is no way you can be clean again. However, Jesus promises He can wash even the filthiest part of your life and make you fresh and whole again if you let Him today. Jesus can wash and clean even the filthiest, most cruel, wicked, immoral people, and can transform them into a brand new person. Would you allow Jesus to cleanse you and make you clean? He will make you a brand new person by washing away all your sins and stains. Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, the Lord says, "Come now and let us settle the matter today," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." End of quote. We need to settle the matter of our sin with the Lord. Beloved, you need to settle that matter today. Even the children of God, those who had already accepted Christ as their Savior and Lord, can be tainted by sins because they are also living in this sin-bound world and mingled with sinful people. However, Lord Jesus can make you pure and white again if we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, beloved, Jesus will wash you and make you clean and pure again because of His shed blood on the cross for your sake. The blood of Christ is the best eraser that can wash away all your wrongdoings, iniquities, and sins. Do you have a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, Bible says, "Unless Jesus Christ washes me, I do not have any part with you." I do want to have a part and fellowship with the Lord God. I bring my sin, problems, and worries to you. Lord, forgive my sins. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and risen again for me. Lord, cleanse me now and make me a brand new person today. Thank you for doing that. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.